Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. WTM Regenerative Tourism Summit, Sustainability is not enough. Sustainability is not enough. Einstein was right, no problem can be solved with the same consciousness that created it. The travel and tourism sector needs to see a paradigm shift, according to speakers at World Travel Market London's first Regenerative Tourism Summit. Tina O'Dwyer, founder of The Tourism Space, a sustainable and regenerative destination consultancy, said the current paradigm sees more visitors as more value, and tourism also contributes to carbon emissions. Highlighting other problems such as over-tourism and tourism leakage, which means not enough money remains in holiday destinations, she warned, there is a tipping point where more numbers mean less value. Are we brave enough to leave behind a paradigm that has worked well for us in the past? The tipping point question brings regenerative tourism to the fore. Communities are looking for more value for themselves and for nature. It requires us to flip assumptions. Anna Pollack, founder of Conscious Travel, highlighted warnings from the World Trade Organization of a polycrisis, a cluster of global risks, including the climate crisis, biodiversity loss, ocean acidification, and political problems. She said these issues have been seen as separate problems until recently, warning, sustainability is not enough. Einstein was right, no problem can be solved with the same consciousness that created it. She said regeneration can bring life back to that which was dying or degenerating, adding, you cannot keep growing and getting bigger and bigger. You have to go through a paradigm shift. She said such a shift is starting to be seen in tourism, highlighting eco-friendly developments that are more beneficial and locally owned. Elka Dens, founder of Place Generation, highlighted case studies from around the world where regenerative tourism is tackling a wide range of issues, such as EasyJet Holidays helping to find solutions to water management problems in Majorca, and the Travel Corporation seeking ways to reduce emissions on its Loch Ness tours. Dens said collaborating with authorities across regional and state boundaries is important, as is liaising with indigenous people and residents. She cited the example of a nun in Bruges who worked with Visit Flanders to open up tours to see historic Latin books, benefiting both her and the destination. Delegates also heard how Fealty Ireland, the National Tourism Development Authority of Ireland, is helping to redevelop a vast peat bog landscape and encourage the establishment of cycling trails, glamping and slow tourism. The Regenerative Tourism Placemaking Program is being funded by the EU Just Transition Program to help redevelop the Midlands region, where industrial peat harvesting and fossil fuel production has been halted. Orla Carroll, Director of Product Development at Fealty Ireland, said the Tourism Authority had been awarded €68 million to help create tourism jobs and regenerate the peatlands as part of a fair, Just Transition. The project drew on the learnings from the Wild Atlantic Way scheme in Ireland, which increased visitor numbers to the western coastal region. 2 million more tourists visited the Wild Atlantic Way in 2023 than in 2013, with an additional 35,000 additional jobs being supported in 10 years. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.